Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from ACGC is our athletic director, Cody Mathewson, joining us now for the second of our two-part series. And Coach Mathewson, I know we talked last about official shortages going on across the state of Iowa, but appears from your initial reports that ACGC really didn't struggle finding officials to do games and such this past school year. What does that say about the, you know, commitments that you get from your officiating crews and being able to step up so you don't have the headache of having to find people at the last minute?
It's not a profession, or, you know, I can't even call it a profession, because this isn't these guys' full-time job. These ladies and gentlemen are coming out and working their regular jobs that puts food on the table, and they're doing this. Some of them doing it because they need to do it to be able to have that extra income for whatever it is that they are trying to provide for, you know, their family or whatever it is their life and financial goals are. These people are coming out and getting paid, I mean, $120 to work a varsity doubleheader. To some people, that's not worth it to sit there and take criticism over and over and over again. It's not a job for the weak-hearted. It's not a job for people who are, you know, thin-skinned. You got to be thick-skinned. You got to be able to move on to the next play. It's no different than being an athlete. You know, it's mental toughness, and, you know, it's about having a short memory. And yeah, you're going to make mistakes, just like athletes make mistakes. You know, umpires make mistakes. There's too many people who expect officials to be perfect. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm an angel with it. You know, I'm guilty on the football field. I know guys make mistakes and miss calls, but I'm not perfect either. You try to do the best you can to support them and try to find ways to be able to pay them a little more and being able to support them and what they do. They do a great job, so I commend what they do. Some schools are a little more harsh than the others in regards to fans, and we try to remind ours to stay, you know, stay calm and remember it's just a game. Obviously, we want it to be competitive. Obviously, we're out there to win. If you weren't out there to win, then they wouldn't keep score, you know? At the end of the day, you got to be able to toe a fine line. You can cheer, and you can disagree with calls all you want, but you don't have to be negative about it 24/7. You know, you can heckle, you can do this and that, but once you start becoming a negative heckler and making things personal, that's where things become the issue, and that's where things have kind of drawn the line with us.
And as we begin to wrap up our program here, Coach Mathewson, a fairly recent decision handed down from the U.S. Supreme Court to the NCAA, telling them that college athletes can, in fact, benefit off their name, image, and likeness as promoted by the school for financial benefit. Obviously, this hasn't really trickled down to the high school level yet because it's still so new, but can you just kind of give us your initial reaction when you heard about that announcement, first of all?
I hear that, and I'm waiting on my paycheck still. So whenever the NCAA decides to reimburse us from our time for playing, then I'll be more than happy to sign that check and deposit it right in the bank as soon as I can before they change their mind. But no, I mean, I don't know. I'm on the fence with it all. I understand it. I think the most beneficial thing that I would like to see is NCAA football come back on Xbox, PS4, PS whatever that there are anymore. So that's my number one excitement for it all, honestly. But, you know, when I say I'm on the fence with it, in all seriousness, is, you know, I was an NCAA athlete as well, and we never saw or got anything in regards to that. So, you know, when you've gone through it personally and you don't have the opportunities to do that and benefit from that, then when it does happen, you could call it jealousy. You could call it a sense of entitlement. You know, but I never, ever went through my time, you know, being a collegiate athlete in the NCAA, did I ever once question or ask or even think about when I was playing about wanting to make money? I don't understand. I could see it maybe at a bigger level of school. I mean, these guys are Division I athletes. These schools are making millions and millions of dollars in ticket sales and revenue, and the list goes on and on. When I look at it too, you know, from my perspective, you know, we won 2 national championships in my time as a Bearcat down in Northwest Missouri State. And obviously the amount of fans that used to come watch us play and all this and this and that, obviously the school benefited from that and was able to revenue. Where that money goes, don't ask me. So, I mean,
you know, there's a lot of kids who have been wronged by accepting money because they didn't know any better. They thought they were just doing what was right for them. But I don't know. I mean, it depends on what perspective you want to look at it in. So when I say I'm on the fence, I understand it being an ex-athlete. And at the same time, I don't understand it being an ex-athlete because we didn't have that opportunity either. So you get it, you feel for it, but at the same time, there's a sense of jealousy, I guess, probably is where I'm
at. With it all, so.
And finally, dovetailing off of that there, Coach Mathewson, do you see this possibly ever trickling down to the high school level then?
That's a tricky one. I don't know.
You know, how did this whole thing get started, you know, is the first thing we need to look at. It was the collegiate athletes fighting for it, right? They're the ones, vocal ones about it. And honestly, our high school kids, do they care enough? Are they smart enough to make that move and start making that type of noise and rallying the troops for them to get paid? Honestly, Colton, we're lucky to pay the officials off with the gate money we get sometimes from some of the games we play. So I promise you, we're not making a large profit to turn around and be able to pay these kids off because of the games that they're playing. You know, we're lucky if we ended up in the green for a baseball softball game with, you know, when you start adding up paying umpires $200-some for baseball games, then 200, you know, we start off the gate baseball and softball right away over $400 in the hole before we even have a first pitch. And some of these small schools with the populations being lower and maybe being further away from the metro, you're not going to get on a daily basis, especially when you're playing 30 games a year, money in. And then you start taking into account, you know, records. Obviously, teams who are better are going to have a bigger following, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teams who do not have a success in the year may not have as big of a following, or schools take a hit for that in terms of gate money and the admissions, correct? So,
yeah.
Honestly, at some of these small schools, especially with COVID and the amount of people who have taken advantage with the online streaming devices and not putting themselves in a position to be, you know, out and about in the public, that's money out of our pocket for our athletics too. So I don't think we'll ever see it at that level. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it's impossible or something that's never going to happen, because I've seen a lot of crazier stuff happen in the last 365 days. I just don't know where the money would come from. It would have to come from, obviously, sponsorships and businesses, and not everybody has that opportunity.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program here with ACGC AD, as Cody Mathewson joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.